Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Reese are back. Johnny Marks like Reese. This is Meek Mill. The controversy, Ikey?
Uptown Anthem.
So what's it? So Ben, he apparently last night.
Oh yeah, he was hanging.
He's doing the Patriots postgame concert.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think he did that for free, did he?
No.
Yeah, man, it's going to work.
Well, he knows. I mean, listen, he's cool with Robert Kraft.
Well, I think he feels like Robert Kraft helped get him out of jail.
Yeah, well, and he's helping him with his whole, they're trying to reform the criminal system.
Yeah.
So, you know, Robert Kraft is a part, you know, obviously Michael Rubin, Sixers owner, you know, all these guys, Jay-Z, they're all a part of this group with Meek.
Yep.
To sort of get this done. And I'm not surprised that Meek is one of the hottest rappers out there right now. And hell, if I'm an owner and I got a personal relationship with one of the hottest rappers, why wouldn't I have him do my post party?
Well, he was dancing with Cardi B or something over the weekend.
Listen, Robert Kraft been getting it in all week. And then Meek gave him a chain, right? He gave him a chain, the championship.
He did. He did. Yeah, chain. I mean, listen.
It's rich people do it. It's rich people
problems.
Yeah,
it's just exactly. Exactly.
That's
like
what they
I'm in a different world than what they're doing. Right. So Meek can go hang out with a 70-some-year-old owner and they can be buddies and everything else. Like,
I think Meek performed at the ring ceremony for the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean,
when they got their rings that night, I think he performed that.
He's
night.
Shown to be a bandwagon guy before anyway with the Heat. You like the Heat.
Yeah, can we stop pretending he's a real Philly fan?
Like,
he's
is.
Not. No, he's not.
Well,
he can't
have
be a Heat fan and a Patriots fan and a Philly fan.
He knows people.
Yeah, but hold
but
on,
that's
Ben.
Not an excuse. He's still got
sure it is.
But
sure
Ben, hold
just,
on.
Hold on. Just like I root for the Chiefs, I root for the Ravens. I root
relationships.
For care. Exactly. He has relationships.
But you wouldn't root for them over the Eagles.
No.
But the Eagles weren't in it.
And I don't think he would root for anybody over the Eagles or the Sixers.
I don't buy that, man.
But he got relationships everywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
basketball players, rappers.
You think Meek Mill is looking at it and saying, well, at the Super Bowl, they're asking me to perform. Robert Kraft, I was sitting with at the Sixers game with Michael Rubin.
Right.
Nah, I'm an Eagle fan. I can't do that.
Right.
It's not the way it works. Ben, even though he was in prison how long ago?
Last year.
Just a couple months ago, right?
Yeah.
Well,
not a couple months ago, but.
Six months or something like
yeah,
that,
he
right?
Yeah, got out when the Sixers were in the playoffs.
Whatever it is. In that 6 months, he has met new people like Robert Kraft that have been very nice to him. So, of course, he's doing that.
Robert Kraft went to see him
in prison.
The man went to see him in prison.
Wow, but I don't care, man.
How many trips did you make it up to Greaterford?
You
where the hell was Meek at? I don't even know where he was.
He was in Chester, I think.
Okay.
In Chester County.
The trips you make up there, Ben.
I don't know, man. You're either a Philly sports fan or you're
not. Exactly.
Don't make excuses for him. He tweeted, I need a new team that actually wins. I'm going to root for the Heat in 2010. He said, I need a winner. I'm going to go to the Heat.
Oh, so 9 years ago?
He quit on the Sixers. So did the
you
Sixers.
Get, you get one
on
strike. That's it. It's not a three-strike thing.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, so, Ben, before we go on, I need a quick... So, Carson... You know, Carson spoke to the media, a few, handpicked, and there was no audio or video allowed. How convenient. But that doesn't mean we don't have the transcript, and that doesn't mean we don't have Ben Livingston as Carson Wentz. What are we speaking about here, Ben?
We're speaking about how he learned about the report, and you alluded to this earlier about what he was doing when he found out.
I'm going to throw it to you like you're Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, all right, so like Carson Wentz spoke to the media about this whole thing, and here's him talking about how he found out about the report.
Without a doubt, you read it and you're frustrated because you're like, what? It kind of came out of nowhere. It was just a regular offseason. I was literally eating breakfast with my wife, and an Eagles official texted me. Literally, we do like quiet time in the morning. We eat breakfast, and then I go sit on the couch. So I'm about to go read my Bible, and I get that text, and now I'm reading this. I was just going to read my Bible, and now I'm reading this. It kind of changed my attitude a little bit, but just talking to some teammates that talked about it and just tried to figure out why, what can we do to resolve it? But at the end of the day, I was just like, I went to bed and just on with the next day. I don't turn on the radio. I don't read the papers. I've been off of Twitter for a while, other than posting tweets. So I try
Carson,
not.
You suck.
I try not to let that tie me down. But again, the real element of it, just learning. If there is truth in this, where can I improve as a teammate and as a player and all that?
This is Carson Wentz, everybody. Hey, Ben, try going like this. Feel like you, like some mucus build up there, Ike?
Can I get the, right? the acne?
I know, there was something that wasn't right with us.
Come on with the acne, man.
Yes.
Keep bringing that up.
We really are bullies.
Yeah. No, but see, that's the problem is now we have to have Ben reading it because they couldn't video or have any audio.
Well, I'll tell you what, if my quarterback sound like Ben, I wouldn't be too excited right now.
Yeah, I would have traded him.
You sound like this. You better throw 50 touchdowns like Pat Mahomes.
All right. Let's go to the phones here. Matt in Delaware. Hi, Matt. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
What up, Matt?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Matt.
Okay,
go ahead.
Matt. Wow.
Let's go to Mark Bryn Mawr. Hi, Mark.
Hey, this is Mark. Can you hear me?
Hi.
What's up, Mark?
So I'm calling on behalf of the silent minority. Maybe it's the silent majority, but it tends to want to make decisions based on reason and not so much passion. I've been giving this some thought. And, you know, I think everybody will acknowledge how hard it is for a quarterback to take a team to the Super Bowl and win, let alone take a team to the Super Bowl win and win the MVP. And, you know, after giving this a lot of thought, it seems to me that it's unbelievable that we're running Nick Foles out of town as fast as we can, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, while we may have a lot tied up with Carson emotionally and, you know, the team had certain plans for him and there's this perspective that he's going to be a winner in the future, but the whole premise is that we think that Carson Wentz has a better chance of taking the Eagles to the Super Bowl and winning than Nick Foles does. And then the other point, the last point I want to make is that, you know, I think with respect to the whole thing about Carson's comments, I mean, I think he's also demonstrated a certain amount of the guy's a certain emotional fragility there, you know, where, I don't know, I just think if we keep him, I think
you
we're
keep who?
Gonna be second guess, if we, you know, we keep Wentz, I know we're going to keep him, right? So we are going to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole other issue of, you know, every game, no matter, you know, we'll see what happens the first time Foles comes to town or Foles is on a run with four or five games and Carson wins and loses a couple of games, it's going to put us in a difficult situation. So my feeling is we should keep Foles, you know, move on from Wentz. I know that's sort of not going to happen, but I think there are more people than you see that believe that, you know, Nick has showed us the money. Carson hasn't yet for good reason, injuries, et cetera, but what Foles was able to do was special, and not many quarterbacks have been able to do that for their teams. And we're running him out of town as fast as we can.
All right, there he is, a Foleser.
Foleser!
We have the Wentzers, we have the Folesers.
Running him out of town?
Yeah, see, I don't think we're running him out of town.
He's about to be a free agent. Once he buys his option back, he's about to be a free agent.
I actually think that Nick
has... Unless the Eagles franchise tagging.
Nick has handled this situation both last year and this year with class and as a total professional.
Yes.
He understands what the situation is here. He's I don't think he's leaving town mad because it's like they choose him over me. He acknowledged last year that it was Carson's team. He knows where he stands.
Here's the thing. Nick, if I'm Nick, I'm okay with leaving. I can't do anything but go down from here.
Leaving here now, he is looked at as royalty.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good. He's good. Because you know what happens? Even though he won the Super Bowl last year,
mm-hmm.
Say they kept Nick, right? Well, if he doesn't win another Super Bowl in the next 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, then he becomes a guy who just finished off the season that Carson Wentz started.
Yeah, we water him down.
Exactly. That's what happens.
Agreed.
That's what happens. So he's leaving on top. Nick is fine. He'll never buy a drink or meal in this
and
town.
If he goes elsewhere and he sucks, we're not going to look at him any differently.
Exactly, because he's not sucking here.
Right.
He sucks somewhere else. His legacy as an Eagle will live forever. He can only tarnish that moving forward.
What do you think the percentage of Folesers are out there? Ben Livingston. You have a great grasp over social media.
I think it's a very
10%?
Vocal 20%.
20? Ooh.
I would go higher.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I would go higher.
I think that sounds like a poll.
How do I phrase it without getting destroyed for putting it out there?
No, like, you're going to get destroyed. You're going to get destroyed.
We're trying to figure out how many Foles-ers or Foles-truthers there are out there that want to keep Nick instead of Carson.
See,
are you one of these people?
See, that's the thing. There are people out there who are fans of Nick Foles like myself, but won't necessarily say I'll keep him over Carson Wentz. Now, I think that's two different fan bases, right?
Yeah, sure. I'm like that too.
Yeah, you got the no. You're not like that. You want Foles here?
No, no. I mean, wait, have you not listened to the show the last couple weeks?
No, I listen every day.
Okay, just because there's criticism of Carson and people think that I don't like Carson, I'm not keeping Nick Foles over Carson Wentz. I thought I'd been pretty clear about that. Carson Wentz is your quarterback going forward. I even said that I would sign him to a deal this offseason.
That's begrudgingly, though.
Well, I mean, sure, I would like.
You certainly aren't saying it because you feel good about him. Like, that's not how it comes off. It comes off as if you know he's not going anywhere, so you have to accept it begrudgingly.
No. He's the better option long term.
Oh yeah, I know that.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. He's the better option long term.
But then start putting some respect on his name.
Okay.
Just like baby.
I will. Carson, listen, can you record this?
I'll put some respect on a man's name.
Record this for me so I don't have to talk anymore. Just
that's
say,
a respect with a K.
Carson Wentz is the greatest. He won the MVP in 2017.
See?
They won the Super Bowl because of him. The end. 888-729-95. Then I don't have to talk anymore. That's all you people want to hear from me.
He's coming. They're coming to get you after that.
I know that.
Yeah, coming to get you after that.
I love Carson Wentz. He is the best. He won the MVP. He won the Super Bowl. 888-729-9494. Mark and Reese, that's the problem, is people like you, Reese, that try to say like, oh, you won Foles in front of Wentz. No, I don't.
I think you do.
I wish I could win Foles. I wish I could take Foles over Wentz. I can't. I can't justify it. It's not the right thing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.